This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, a rising conservative rock star and Trump supporter, has been under fire for taking a $25,000 campaign contribution days before the Orlando Sentinel newspaper reported Bondi was considering joining the New York Attorney General in suing Trump University or the Trump Institute. The decision was made not to pursue the lawsuit, but both Trump and Bondi denied the donation had anything to do with that lawsuit. Trump later paid a $2,500 tax penalty for the gift. But was this an improper attempt to manipulate a possible court case? Veteran Florida politician Bill McCollum was attorney general in Florida before Pam Bondi. Bill, welcome to The Takeaway.
Glad to be with you.
So when, to your best of your recollection, were you made aware of any complaints against Trump Enterprises, educational enterprises, the Institute or the university?
I read an article in the Orlando Sentinel long after I left office when it was discussing, I think Maxwell, a columnist, was discussing the issue of Bondi and the question of complaints against Trump Institute or Trump University.
So during your tenure, you never saw any complaints, even though the Sentinel says and Bondi says that most of the complaints came in during your tenure.
None of those complaints were brought to my attention during the time I was there, which makes me think there were not that many of them, because normally they would have been had there been a sufficient number.
Now, just I don't know how many there were or what number there is, and you don't recall and all of that. But, you know, Trump is a big real estate investor in the state of Florida and a huge name in the state of Florida. Isn't it odd that complaints against someone as huge as Trump wouldn't make it to your desk?
Well, not necessarily, because if there were not enough numbers and there was no reason for it to come to my desk, then it didn't come. We actually opened investigations on several private colleges while I was attorney general because there were complaints and because there were issues that we felt were there, but nothing related to the Trump Institute or Trump University.
Now, of course, the charge could be made that you were avoiding Trump because he was such a big player in Florida. And what would you say to that?
I never had any reason to look at that university or at him. I wouldn't have ignored anybody. It didn't matter who they were. Some of the people that I opened the investigations on when I was attorney general who ran the colleges that we did look into were people who were contributors and people who had supported me, as many did.
All right. So since you've observed the reports of what Pam Bondi, attorney general now, accepted in the state of Florida as a donation from a Trump foundation, and what she subsequently did in terms of her actions regarding responding to complaints about Trump University, do you think Pam Bondi made an error in judgment?
I don't know. I don't know enough to be able to tell you that.
Would you have done the same thing? You received $25,000 and agree to drop decision to join a lawsuit?
Well, I think you're making an assumption, John, that Pam Bondi agreed to drop something in return for receiving a contribution, and I think that's a huge leap here. We don't know enough to know that.
Well,
I don't know.
$25,000 one day, then after that, no lawsuit. I mean, and this is the presidential candidate we're talking about, not just anybody.
Well, I realize that, and so there is an appearance of impropriety. I would grant you that.
All right. So, since you're aware of the appearance, you're an experienced politician. Is this the kind of thing you're going to put your foot in, as an experienced politician in Florida?
First of all, let's make one thing clear. Trump Institute, which is the only one operating in Florida, not Trump University, it's my understanding Trump Institute was, and this is something I now know, I did not know, of course, back then, is independent of Trump University. And Trump Institute was licensed to use the Trump name, but had no other direct affiliation with Donald Trump or the Trump University. So my understanding also is that at the time that all of this arose in the Bondi administration, Trump Institute was going through a huge financial difficulty. And I suspect that they did not have a very good reason to go after Trump Institute at that point for the complaints that they received, simply because there was no money there to recover for those who were the victims. But I'm not there. I wasn't there. I don't know that.
All right, you're an attorney, and you understand what a prima facie case is. If you've got a presidential candidate who the last thing he needs is allegations that there are improprieties in his Trump University enterprise, and he's running for president, $25,000 goes to an attorney general, and an attorney general makes a decision not to prosecute or pursue it, I mean, that's a pretty strong quid pro quo prima facie case.
Well, first, you know, I can't answer that. I don't know the facts. So the point is, John, I wasn't there. I've not talked to General Bondi. I do not know the circumstances. I do not know the facts. I can't make that kind of a judgment. I understand the conclusions people are jumping to. Trump is a presidential candidate now. He was not at the time. I have no idea about the circumstances of the contribution that were made. People who are in public office receive contributions all the time from famous people. He was certainly famous at the time, but he was somebody who wasn't running for president at the time either. I can't determine what her mindset was or anything about the facts that we're dealing with it. What I do know is that if it weren't to a presidential spotlight on this, there's nothing on the surface that looks improper about what went on in that office at that time. And I, again, know nothing about the contribution portion of this.
Of course, the presidential candidate issue makes it hugely different. All right, you've been responsive to each one of my questions. I'll ask before we go, do you feel like you dodged a bullet here?
No.
Come on.
You know, I happen to have been involved in this in no way, shape, or form as Attorney General of Florida. We had no complaints of any consequence when I was there, or it would have come to my attention, I'm quite sure. So I have no feelings about this one way or the other, except to say, John, that I think that this is being blown out of proportion because he is a presidential candidate. I just have my own gut sense of this with, again, not knowing anything about what's going on in the Bondi office. I'm not privy to that. I've not been briefed on it. But my gut is that this is way out of proportion. That most probability is that this was handled very routinely by a very professional staff, a staff that I had that stayed over and went with her. And it would be a matter that probably wouldn't have even come to her attention, just as it didn't come to mine until well after the fact.
Former Attorney General of Florida, Bill McCollum, thank you so much for being a part of the program.
You're welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.